Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
One thing we always want to make crystal clear when we present the gospel is the fact that salvation is not by works. You can't work your way to heaven. But if that's the case, why did Jesus say that if you hear his words and obey them, you will be saved on Judgment Day, and if you don't put them into practice, you'll be lost?
So, what's the storm? Judgment Day, as well as all the trouble and hardships that lead up to Judgment Day that fulfill the same function as Judgment Day, to test our faith. So every hardship in life that tests your faith, that's part of the storm. And what's the foundation that will determine whether your house stands or falls in the storm? Carrying out the commands of Christ in a way driven by personal knowledge of him and a relationship of love and trust. Doing his words. Now, I know at some point, some of you are real uncomfortable with this. You might be thinking, wait a minute. It sounds to me like you're saying you're saved by works. I'm going to rely on my works to save me on Judgment Day? No. No, that's not what Jesus is saying here. Please listen carefully to this. This is very important. Obedience to Jesus' words does not save you, but only the obedient are saved. The obedience does not save you, but only the obedient are saved. Obedience doesn't have any power to save. The only thing that has the power to save is the grace of God through the cross. That's the only thing that has the power to save. Jesus died in our place on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. We couldn't pay that on our own. And the only way to be saved is to have that payment that he paid on the cross, that punishment, applied to your account, credited to your account. It's the only way to be saved. That's called justification. And it's only applied to your account when you know the Lord Jesus Christ personally through faith. You come to know him through faith. God credits Jesus' sacrifice and his perfection to your account, credits your sins to his account. They're totally forgiven. All your sins are completely forgiven. And you're adopted at that moment into his family as his daughter or son. And only God's daughters and sons will survive on Judgment Day. They're the only ones. But how do you know if you're truly a daughter or son? What's the marker that proves your family relation to him? And the answer is, the marker that proves your relationship is with Jesus Christ is authentic and real and genuine is a life of obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you can see. Do you see that it's not on the basis of the works, but the works validate it? Imagine somebody visits an orphanage overseas, and they want to adopt a whole bunch of kids, 10 children they're going to adopt out of this orphanage. And so they go to the place, and they pick out the 10 who seem to be the most needy, and they say, okay, I want those 10. And at that point, he can't take them right away. He's got paperwork and stuff to deal with, and so the workers at the orphanage put a stamp on the hands of those 10 kids so they know which ones he actually chose. He goes off, pays whatever price, does a paperwork, everything, and then a few weeks later comes back, and he's ready to take these 10 kids back on the plane home with him. But when he returns, all the kids are gathered there at the gate of the orphanage, and some of them even got little markers and tried to draw that stamp on their hands. But the stamp can't be faked. And only the ones with the authentic stamp get to go. Now, let me ask you this. Do those 10 kids with the authentic stamp deserve to go? No. They didn't do anything to deserve it. Did they earn the right to go by accepting that stamp? No. Did they make themselves children of this man by accepting the stamp? No. It was the man's doing that made them children, but The stamp is the marker that shows them to be the ones that are his children. And the rest aren't his children. On Judgment Day, when Judgment Day comes, millions of people will be at the gate claiming to be children of God, but the only authenticating stamp on the hand that will prove to be them to be genuine children is a life of obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ that grew out of a relational knowledge of him through faith. You see that? That obedience does not earn them salvation. It doesn't make them deserve salvation. It's just a marker that shows them to be adopted into the family. So the basis of salvation is not our obedience. The basis of salvation is the cross of Jesus Christ. And having the sacrifice of that cross applied in your case depends on whether you know him by faith. And if all that is true, then you will obey. So now this question is this. Why does Jesus, if the foundation is the cross, if the foundation is knowing him, and you don't earn your way through works, why does Jesus point to works here? Oh, a sermon would be so much easier to get through if Jesus would have just said the foundation is the gospel, the cross. He points to works. Why does he point to works when we know we're not saved by works? Well, in other places, Jesus does emphasize belief as the foundation or the cross as the foundation, but it was also important that Jesus emphasize the obedience that results from faith and knowledge of him, because there are so many people who imagine that they know him and they are known by him and they believe in him and they trust him and they love him, but for some strange reason, it just doesn't seem to have an impact on their the way of living. There are preachers and theologians that teach that it is possible for a person to be saved and go to heaven without ever having had a transformed life. They say as long as you believe in your mind, then whatever you do in your actions, it really says nothing about whether you're on your way to heaven. That is false. That is false. There is one road that leads to heaven. And it's the road of holiness. There is no unholiness road that leads to heaven. Righteous living. You do not earn your way onto that road. You don't deserve salvation because you're on that road. But still, that road is the only one that goes to heaven. It's the only one. Unless you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that causes the direction of your life to be governed by Jesus' word, so much so that whenever you stumble or fall short, you repent of that and get right back on the road of following him, then your house is on sand. It's on sand. You're not on the road that goes to heaven. Jesus points to obedience here because he wants to guard us from the error of thinking that there's such a thing as faith without obedience. There isn't. Our confidence is not in our works, it's in the cross, but we need to assess our works in order to discover whether the cross applies in our case. You can't just look at the cross. You can't just look at the cross because if the cross doesn't apply to you, if the payment made on that cross doesn't apply to you, then what good is looking at the cross? Once you know that it does apply to your account, that's when you can take your eyes off your own works and put them on Christ to deal with your guilt. So when you're struggling with guilt feelings, you don't think about your works, you think about his works. Once you know that the cross applies to you.
Well, that was a lot of words explaining some nuanced details about the difference between being saved by works and being assured by works. But I don't want to risk the main point being lost in all that verbiage, so let me just close today by making this as clear as I can. You cannot earn salvation, and no amount of good deeds or obedience to Jesus will do anything to save you or even contribute to your salvation, not even a little bit. In fact, if you're trusting in that to save you, that disqualifies you from being saved. Salvation comes by God's grace alone. And the only thing you can do to gain access to that grace is believe. place your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there are two aspects to faith, believing and trusting. You believe information, you trust a person. Believe what God says in His Word. Accept it as true and good. That's the believing part. Secondly, trust Him. Rely on Him to save you. Rely on what He accomplished on the cross. Rely on His forgiveness. Rely on His grace alone to save you, nothing else. And when He points to a certain path as the best path, trust Him. Follow that path, not to earn salvation, but simply because you trust His way more than you trust your own way. Trust Him like that, and you will be saved.
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.